producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Live Fire, with the latest news about threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. Live Fire covers a broad range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control. It's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Live Fire. So glad to have you on board. Today we're going to talk about the insanity of gun-free zones. My guest is Doug Giles, and he's written a book on Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook Massacre. And I especially like the subtitle, When Seconds Count, The Police Are Just Minutes Away. And that, sadly, is the story of gun-free zones. And I'm just very glad that you've devoted a whole book, a very good book, to the subject, Doug, because we've got to get unstuck from stupid.
Yeah, and it's deadly stupid. It's not just your common kind of redneck type stupid where you say, hey, y'all watch this, and you try to jump a Snake River Canyon on a Harley Davidson or something. I mean, this buys into mass murders, shootings like the Virginia Tech massacre, gun-free zone. Cho Sung Wee walks in there with a Glock 9 and a 22 and systematically goes to shooting, what, over 30-plus people until a Holocaust survivor, 76-year-old gentleman, was the only one to save him off, and he gave his life for it. But, you know, it was a gun-free zone, and guns were forbidden for the faculty or the administration to carry or the students. And it seems that these mass murderers either don't read Larry or they don't obey the laws.
And maybe both. I don't think those are mutually exclusive. Congressman Stockman from Houston area has had a bill in the House this whole term, almost 2 years now. And he has personally approached members on the floor or wherever else to try to get them to sign on, co-sponsor a bill that he has to abolish the federal law saying that schools are gun-free zones. And there are certain ways to get around it if the state legislatures do it, but generally most states have just said, oh, yeah, that's fine. Let's have a gun-free zone. We don't want guns around with kids. And there's this vapor lock in people's minds. He can't get more than 50-plus co-sponsors. You'd think that after all the blood that's been shed in these gun-free zones, which, by the way, one of the things that we found in our research, Dr. John Lott has found, is that all the mass murders in our country in the last several decades, only two were not in gun-free zones. Two. That's a lot of dead bodies in gun-free zones.
Yeah. No, it's not working. And like all the liberal ideas, they don't work in real time. But, you know, they create, you know, crocodile tears and doe-eyed bunny lovers starting to, you know, emote. And instead of reason and logic and, like you said, the facts ruling the roost, it's all this stupid emotion. And poor Mr. Stockman can't get, you know, a handful of people to sign off on it. When you talk to the parents in Sandy Hook after that massacre, and I believe that they demanded that that guns be in place to guard their kids. We guard jewelry with guns. We guard precious metals with guns. And evidently, our kids don't mean crap to legislators and policymakers because we don't want them to be guarded with guns.
No, evidently.
I guarantee that if a teacher or a janitor or some off-duty cop or ex-military person or Larry, the lunchroom lady with a lazy eye, that if she had a little Ruger 380 LCP when Adam Lanza stepped out of his car that horrible December morning and proceeded to carry out his death wish on that school, and she put a little 86-grain pill by that nut's head that he would have climbed back into his Prius and would have went home and whined about it on Facebook. I mean, it doesn't take much, because I don't think these guys are the Rambos, Larry, that they purport to be when they're fantasizing about these mass murders. It just takes just somebody there with the sense and the savvy to be packed, stacked, and ready to whack just to deter them, because they're not going to go through a hail of gunfire, because, again, most of these guys aren't the Stallones that they dream they are.
And if your gal had missed him, that alone might have been sufficient. Just the idea, oh, somebody here can shoot back. I didn't plan on this. I'm out of here. That's the normal reaction. So glad you captured Bob Costa's wisdom. He was talking about the mass murder in Aurora in the movie theater, where the dirtbag had gone by six theaters that made it pretty plain that they didn't have a problem with armed patrons. And he went to the one that was actually farthest away from where he lived so he could blow away his victims, because there, right by the cashier, no guns. And so Costas, speaking about that, says, well, an armed audience member in Aurora only would have made things worse. I'm glad you captured that pearl of wisdom. You know what? Let's say that an armed defender in that theater had shot somebody else. We still got a long way to go before we equal the death toll that occurred on that day.
I don't know who your listening audience knows that carries, but Larry, I got to tell you, between all my friends, my daughter's friends, who's very active with her website, Girls Just Want to Have Guns for a 22-year-old, and stumps for Second Amendment rights like nobody's business, of all the guys that we know that carry, the majority of them understand gun safety. I know in that kind of altercation, it's kind of helter-skelter, but you know, the loads that they carry in their guns are not full metal casings. The bullet heads, you know, pretty much stop within the body and do all their deadly black talon damage, to the perp and stuff. And so all this stuff like, oh, there's going to be dead bodies, you're going to start wildly shooting. It's like, man, my friends are not like that. Now, are there some yahoos out there like that? Of course, I'm sure there is. But the vast majority of the hundreds, if not thousands of people we know, they take this stuff pretty seriously. They have the right kind of ammunition, and I would not, Larry, want them drawing down on me for any reason at all, because they're highly accurate and they're very safety conscious about pass-through shots.
One of the suggestions that the Costas of the world make are that we should set up metal detectors at schools, starting at the bottom of the reasons. That's a big expense. Last I heard, we're a broke country. Even if they are there and a dirtbag is intent on entering what otherwise is a gun-free zone, guess what? He's going to take out those two guards or that one guard or whatever, because it's a very visible person. He's got a badge and a uniform under this scenario. Then he's in free. And all of a sudden, that's, I just wanted to feel safe. Yeah, well, I'd like to be safe. Give me my gun.
Well, here's something that, you know, the likes of Mr. Costas and all of his other moronic nuts who have a Paul Bunyan-sized axe to grind against our Second Amendment rights don't happen to frequent the FBI's website that says fire has accounted for way more dead bodies than guns in mass shootings. Larry, last time I checked, and we might ought to send Mr. Costas an email as soon as the radio interview's over with, is that I don't think gasoline or lighter fluid pings a metal detector, and I don't think a match does either. So while they're mitigating, you know, weapons and stuff, you might to think that a mass murderer cannot walk or think around or work around a metal detector and carry out his dirty deeds is naive at best. I don't know if you saw the report that AWR Hopkins just put out. We just posted to it at Clash Daily. But fire, fist, feet, hammers, and clubs account for four times the amount of murders than guns do, for those who care about facts.
That is something that our opponents don't seem to be too happy to deal with. We're coming into a break. I'm talking with Doug Giles. His book is Sandy Hook Massacre, When Seconds Count, The Police Are Minutes Away.
program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And we're back. My guest today is Doug Giles. He operates out of South Florida. He's a pastor. He's also father of a rather moxie daughter, two daughters, actually. The one I'm thinking about right now is Hannah, who busted Acorn. And if we ever get to use photo IDs as a requirement in a federal election, I suspect we're going to have at least a footnote to Hannah Giles, who showed that all kinds of fraud operates. And in until we take voting seriously, which was one of the major areas of corruption of the Acorn crowd, the socialists and the liberals in this country are going to continue to win elections. And that's why they are so opposed to photo ID, because they can't win if they don't cheat. But we're not really here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about what is being put in our kids' heads, including such things as gun control. One of my pet peeves is the idea that guns are icky and we can't talk about them at all, or you get suspended from school. And that's, I think, a real problem that we're going to have to confront, Doug, if we don't straighten these teachers out and tell them that's something that you're not going to get paid to teach.
Yeah, and, you know, like anything that has its traditional roots in common sense and a Judeo-Christian worldview, and that which made us the most amazing experiment in self-governance, all of those things that are seminal points in our country's greatness are now summarily crapped on by teachers as soon as parents send Scooter Jr. off to kindergarten. I'd really think long and hard, mom and dad, if you've got a little kid, whether you want the government to groom him or her, because, Larry, as you well know, the days of Andy Griffith and Barney Fife and Aunt Bee and Opie are gone, and we've got big government Euro-socialists who want to mitigate our rights and freedoms, and they work tirelessly to destroy common sense and that which is good and replace it with the most banal, unworkable, progressive dog meat known to mankind. And they do the majority of this, thank you to Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, in the public school systems. And the mitigation of our Second Amendment right is another thing that they go crazy over. I remember my day, we used to take guns to school. We used to leave them exposed in our gun rack, and then after class, Larry, we'd go out and shoot some doves or ducks or try to bust up a couple of coveys or quail. And we got into fights. We smoked weed. We drank alcohol. We raised hell just like any other young kids did. But you know what? Nobody drew a gun and shot anybody up. That occurred in the mid-90s and was accelerated by liberal policy.
You know, I you made the point in the book, and I certainly want to affirm it, that we've kicked God out of the school. Not long ago, maybe a month or so ago, a kid in a class sneezed and another kid said, "Bless you." That's probably a little superstitious, but nevertheless, it was a well-intentioned, somewhat religiously themed response. Suspension! Well, if we got that far out of the school, why should we be surprised with all this godless behavior?
Yeah, no, you can't say God bless you when somebody, you know, blows snot on the back of some other student's head when they sneeze. But you know what you can talk about, Larry? Let's talk about masturbation and five-year-olds.
Yeah.
And they show pictures of stuff that if you and I doodled it, we'd probably lose our jobs and our career as commentators. But oh no, it's good enough for the kiddies. No, it's up is down, down is up. It's crack night in the ferret hut. And I know we sound like a bunch of old codgers and old farts and all that other good stuff, but I still think that I'm semi-quasi-hip and cool. But this is, like I said, this is a banality that eclipses reason. A lot of these policies and all the things that we're implementing have already been tried, tested, and failed in other Latin America countries and European countries, and we're stupid enough to buy the stuff that has been proven lacking in an abysmal failure from an economic, a security, and a personal liberty perspective. And it's simply because we're not paying attention, we're not talking religion and politics, and we're allowing them to subtly steer us through school, through the media, and through movies into the biggest rut known to mankind that is going to just absolutely unearth this American experiment.
Well, miracles can happen. I was well into graduate school. In fact, I had left graduate school. I'd become a conservative in graduate school, which is miraculous enough. I'd even become a six-day creationist without having become a genuine Christ-trusting Christian. And that occurred even after I left graduate school. Quite an unusual path for somebody to follow. But most people don't have that kind of divine intervention. And once they've been molded by these schools, they think, oh, well, you know, self-defense, it's just going to make things worse. Like that poor fellow Bob Costas, who actually recorded his ignorance in front of a national audience. We really have two different ways of thinking at play. And you mentioned it earlier. There's the linear logical way of dealing with facts and laying it out to see which has more benefit than the other argument. And then there's the one that, well, I want to feel safe. I don't want anybody to have a gun where I am. I just want to feel safe. And they can feel safe right up until the time they take a .45 slug.
Yeah. No, and again, if people really want to feel safe, then get away from anyone who has fists or feet. Because, again, according to FBI crime stats and the Bureau's recent study on active shooter incidents in the U.S., far more people are murdered with fire than are killed in mass shootings. And the same thing goes the number of people killed each year with personal weapons, such as, y'all ready, feet and fists, eclipse the number of people killed in mass shootings. So if people really want to feel comfortable, then they have to hang out with amputees.
I love it. There we go. A footless, wristless world. That will be the solution to all of our behavioral problems. You had some interesting facts there in your book. I guess actually it was maybe presented by a Mr. Yoho. But anyway, 14,000 bathtub deaths in Japan. That's bizarre. Now, there's something about a Japanese bathtub. I don't think I want to travel there. And you refer to cars. They kill somewhere around four times the number of people that guns are used to kill people. And then,
you know what happened? You know what happened before we began the interview? I was driving down from Delray. I just did a hit with J.D. Hayworth on Newsmax television, and I don't require limousines to pick me up, but they sent me one. And so we're cruising down I-95, Larry, and this 18-wheeler swerves out of his lane to the left, overcorrects, crosses the lane he was in, and goes into the right-hand lane. I mean, I thought, you know, I'm going to meet Jesus, or somebody's going to pay the piper right now. And so my driver speeds up to get away from this moron, and my driver's flipping out. I look to see what the guy's doing. He's texting. He's driving an 18-wheeler, Larry, and he's texting. I guarantee that deaths and horrible injuries related to texting way, way, way blow away the number of deaths related to a firearm.
We're out of control, and it's our fault. We're heading into a break now and talking with Doug Giles. By the way, his website is flashdaily.com.
Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror, and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And we're back. This is Larry Pratt with Doug Giles, my guest today, the author of Sandy Hook Massacre, and also runs a very useful information source called ClashDaily.com. Clash is kind of in your DNA, seems to me, Doug, and seems like you may have also transmitted that to your two daughters, who certainly don't impress me as wallflowers. And so you've done well, my friend. You've done very well. The Governor Snyder apparently likes mass murder because he vetoed a school zone repealer for his state of Michigan.
Yeah, I don't. I think, again, in light of if you look at the number of school shootings, they've exploded. And what's also exploded in the last 15 years has been the number of school shootings that have started and then really stopped very shortly after a man or a woman with a gun came into the situation, either shot and killed or got the perpetrator to put down his gun or wounded him. And you think with the rise of the school shooting and the success rate of a person, whether out of school or some other place where a mass shooting attempt is going down, how they were stopped, you'd think that these guys would connect the dots and understand, as Dr. Lott has pointed out, that more guns equal less crime. But for some reason that's beyond me, there's a spirit of stupidity that seems to envelop our legislature.
Well, there you go again with that linear logic of yours. Don't you know that I need to feel safe? You mentioned, by the way, something on this point. There was an attempted mass murder in the mall in Clackamas, Oregon. What is it, 2-3 years ago now? And while Oregon is a concealed carry permitted state, the mall had posted no guns. And obviously the murderer that claimed a victim didn't read the sign, like you're asking earlier. Maybe they just are illiterate as well as evil. But in any case, once that shot was fired and that victim had fallen, Nick Melly, actually there were two victims, but Nick Melly came running to the scene of the crime with his illegally carried concealed firearm. And when the dirtbag saw Melly come on scene with his gun drawn, and Melly had taken partial cover, the dirtbag killed himself, which I think is the best outcome of any in a situation like that, because then you and I don't have to spend several million dollars housing this guy and providing his legal representation as he hangs on in a court system for years and years and years. So, and by the way, I check every once in a while, no record of Mr. Melly having been prosecuted.
Yeah. Well, another mass shooting that was stopped, or that we think would have spawned into one, was in San Antonio. You know, it's a beautiful thing what a prepared armed citizen. Look at this recent thing with this beheading. Can you believe, Larry, we're talking about beheading in the 21st century in the state of Oklahoma, and here's this Muslim who they're trying to downplay his Islamic faith, if you want to call it. I call it dementia.
Just doing what the Quran says.
Yeah, here. that's what Muhammad does. Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and Muhammad says, behead the infidel. And so here's this 30-year-old dude gets fired because he's trying to convert people, and they don't want to hear about stoning women who are obstinate. And so they fire him, and he walks back into Bon Foods, and he grabs a grandmother and cuts her head off. Now, according to the morons that you're citing, Larry, in regards to school and workplace and entertainment places like movie theaters, the CEO of Vaughn Foods should not have had a gun and should have instead, waited to call 911. Can you imagine the body count if they would have waited for the cops to rock up if Mr. Vaughn didn't have his gun and put that jackass down? I don't know where these people live, you know. We're against violence, and all of our policies do nothing but spawn more violence.
Well, they feel safe, though. That's the main thing. Now, Vaughn, at least, was in Oklahoma, a concealed carry state, and he obviously had no problem carrying concealed. But a little bit different set of circumstances. Happily, it ended about the same as the Vaughn Food Company, but in a hospital in Darby, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a concealed carry state, but the hospital was posted no guns. And it was a psychiatric hospital. A psychiatric dirtbag came in, killed his caseworker. His physician, the psychiatrist, was present. He wounded him, but the psychiatrist by this time had his gun out, and he dispatched the dirtbag. Now, if that psychiatrist had been crazy enough to follow the hospital policy, almost certainly he would have been dead, and we can imagine quite a few other people, until the dirtbag ran out of ammunition, which would have happened before the cops got there.
You know what? I don't know how you decide whether you're going to go to certain places, but Man, I avoid any place that disallows me to carry as much as possible. I just don't go to those places anymore. Sporting events, I'd rather sit in my own living room and watch the Dolphins lose than go to a place where there's a bunch of drunks and violent tailgating parties. I don't know if you saw the Texas Tech versus UTEP tailgating party, but that's insanity. They were beating those people to pulp. And there's no way that you can defend yourself, and they're smashing them in the heads with rocks. And I was like, you got to be kidding. I'm not even going to these places anymore. No. If there's going to be that kind of mayhem, and if they're going to demand, you know, that I can't, you know, protect myself as the Constitution, common sense, and God says is my right.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I would argue it's more than a right. It's a responsibility. We're on this earth to protect life. It's a gift from God. It's not our own. And to just say willy-nilly, we're not going to shoot back. We might shoot the wrong person. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, I won't say that I'm the greatest shot in the world, but in these altercations, and a lot of people's got to understand this, is that, you know, most of these things are at 3 feet. You know, we're not talking about shooting from 150 or 200 plus yards away. We're talking about inches, feet, inches, you know. My brother-in-law was a pastor, Larry, at New Life Church when, I think in 2007, they had a shooter come in there and start shooting the place up, and there was an off-duty female cop that was carrying that day. And my brother-in-law was right there as an associate pastor when it was going down, and I think she put like 5 or 6 rounds into him, didn't kill him, but stopped him. But he said it was all, you know, feet away, and there were people everywhere.
The dirtbag finished the job off that she had started. So, because he was probably insulted that a woman had taken him down. I thought it was good.
Why don't mass murderers start with suicide instead of killing everybody else? I'm a big proponent of that.
Yeah, it's the right way to end this thing, after all. Well, we're talking with Doug Giles. He's written a book about Sandy Hook Massacre and other related themes to sensible self-defense and trying to get us away from a very wrong direction our country has been heading. Also, you can find him at ClashDaily.com.
Live Fire. The program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And this is Larry Pratt, back with the last segment of this very, very insightful interview with Doug Giles, the author of Sandy Hook Massacre. I love the subtitle. When Seconds Count, the Police Are Minutes Away. And you can find Doug at FlashDaily.com. It's a great source for news that you're not likely to pick up on NBC and other such standard news sources, liberal news sources. Something that you had in one of your authors did in the book is that liberals want power, thus they want to control guns. I think that kind of gets us real close to what this is all about. Yeah, there are some of them that just think guns are icky and I want to feel safe. But Senator Schumer, Senator Feinstein, the hardcore cadre of gun-banning politicians, they know what they're doing. They know that while those natives are out there armed, it's a little hard to be a dictator.
Yeah, no, they get that. And, every time people say, look, we don't want to take away your guns, when John Kerry or Obama, queues up and they give, we want you to hunt. And it's like, you know what? I'm not really smelling you want us to keep our guns. I think you're trying to boil the frog slowly. And, the guns are not for hunting. That's what everybody's like. You don't need one of them AR-15s to hunt with, man. It's like the Second Amendment, and I'm sure, Larry, you've pounded this to your radio audience, has zero to do with hunting, has everything to do with defending ourselves against overreaching big government tyrants. That's what it's all about. And we need to have the wherewithal to stave off these morons when they come for our guns, because I saw a movie one time, Larry, where they took the guns from the people, and it didn't really end well. I think it was called Schindler's List.
Exactly. We're not even really talking about self-defense as a raison d'etre of the Second Amendment. It is to be employed to control the tendency to tyranny. Anytime people have power, there's that danger. And the Second Amendment says the people have a protected individual right that came from God to have a gun because of the people writing the Second Amendment. That is essentially what it's all about. Which shows how amazing our founders were, that they knew their own nature, human nature, well enough to know that anybody in a position of power might start running off the rails, and we just have to be able to bring them back on the rails or nail them.
If there's anybody in your audience, Larry, they can email me their reply, because I'd love to hear from them, at Doug@ClashDaily.com, that can show me any time in world history where the population, us common folks, us us rubes, if you will, in middle America have been de-armed. Any time where there's been any country where the government takes away weapons where it ended well, then I will publicly on video kiss their backside, Larry, because every time it happened, every time that it's gone down, especially in the 20th century, yeesh, it kind of ended poorly. There's been a death of millions of people.
The Bible even gives us a very vivid example of how disarmament doesn't work out for you. The Jews had drifted away from God. He allowed the Philistines to take them over. And we read in Samuel that there was not a sword in the land except for Saul and his son Jonathan, the king and prince of the land. And they had been completely disarmed, not even a blacksmith, so that a pruning hook could not be fashioned into a sword. So there were no guns, there were no gun stores in all of Israel because they got conquered because they had drifted away from God. And that same sequence, drifting away from God and then getting slapped around horribly, happens, as you say, throughout history in England. 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, you could buy a gun without any paperwork whatsoever. Whatever kind of gun was available, you could buy it. And then they little by little, you know, at first you just had to buy a stamp at the post office. And if anybody asked you, you'd say, yeah, I paid the stamp. And it grew from there. And now, while England still enjoys a culture where the murder rate is indeed quite low, although not as low as Fairfax County, Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located in, theirs is actually higher than our county, which bristles with guns and concealed carry permit holders. We have a murder rate of about 1 per 100,000, and in merry old England, it's about 1.3 per 100,000. But, saying all that, their violent crime rate puts them fourth in the world. They are going absolutely bonkers with muggings and rapes and beatings. Merry old England is a violent, nasty, dirty place. And the culture that produced disarmament means that the people have no effective means of defending themselves from all that violence.
Yeah, and also they've got an infestation of this group called Islam that taking machetes and cutting off soldiers like Lee Rigby's head off in the street in broad daylight, and then they're doing camera phone video interviews after they lop off his noggin. Yeah, it's, you know, and here they like, oh, we don't need guns to protect ourselves. They're only from hunting. And I believe that's how they approached England on that. And they're selling us the same type of swill, trying to get us to buy it and drink it. And folks, the Second Amendment has not and never will be about hunting.
Nope.
And I'm a big hunter, man, and I don't have a bunch of black paramilitary guns. Most of mine are hunting, but it ain't about hunting.
No, that's just a collateral benefit, and it's a very nice benefit. And it, in some poor rural areas, it may actually determine how well a family eats during the winter. Let's turn. We don't have a problem just in the schools. We have a problem with Hollywood, where hypocrisy is their middle name. They have all these shoot 'em up movies, and man, they have guns doing things that none of mine will do, and none that I've ever heard of. They just never run out of bullets. It's the most extraordinary thing. And they also celebrate genocidal countries. They love dictators like Castro. He's really cool, still is. And yet they want to disarm all of us. Of course, not the guards around them at the studio. And Piers Morgan had an estate that was actively protected by armed men. But you and I, no, we're supposed to just be knife fodder.
Yeah, it's very convenient. And, you know, Rosie O'Donnell down here in Miami, she was yarbling about, you know, us having too many guns when, you know, she's got standing armed guards 24/7 around her compound where she eats all of her Twinkies and drinks chocolate milk all the time. And it's good for me, but not for thee. And now again, you know, according to Jerry Brown on Tuesday, he signed into law that if your relative thinks you're a bubble off level and you've got guns, then they can take them from you. And I don't know how people live in D.C. I don't know how they live in states like Jersey. I don't know how they live in California, if they like this thing called liberty and rights, Larry. It's beyond me. From an economic standpoint, from a liberty standpoint, I don't get it. I mean, I just simply don't get it. And it's folks, your freedom, your life, your pursuit of happiness, you keeping more of your money than the government, is something you ought to treasure and cherish a lot more if you live in those crap holes.
You know, I think this was something in one of your contributors, Skip Coriel's, something that he had penned, but I love this. I've even emboldened it in my notes. When you demand a godless society, be prepared to live in a lawless world. Peace will return when we turn back to God. Amen to that.
Yeah, it's astounding what happens when we go back to the Creator for a glide path instead of try to get it, you know, from lawless people that worship their ego and their self. And God knows how to make this thing tick and hum. And our nation was founded on maybe not by dye-in-the-wool evangelicals, but people that definitely appealed to heaven and the Word of God for wisdom. And you know what? Though imperfect and, you know, with our share of faults and growing pains, we turn into the most benevolent place on the planet for the last 200 years. I don't see Islam coming to the aid of anybody. I don't see communists coming to the aid of anybody. I see benevolence flowing out of this God-graced land to the tune of 97% of all good done on this planet hails from the United States. So when you cut yourself off from the roots, when you divorce yourself from the biblical moorings, then good luck, man. Those seas are rough.
They're very rough. As Skip, I think, was putting it, the way back is to go back essentially to the way we were founded, to a country that took God and His Word seriously and viewed life as a gift from God. And rather than having emerged from a slime, which doesn't really matter what happens to it, right? It'll just be more slime anytime. And meanwhile, we don't talk about tyranny because that's what's being practiced on us. So I'm just very grateful.
Well, a lot of Christians think it's okay to be, you know, a doormat for corrupt politicians. And our founders, who their Christianity, even if some of them were deists, they believe the Bible in regards to liberty and freedom way more than these chuckleheads in the Roman Catholic and evangelical world. They're like, oh, we're supposed to, you know, just do whatever the government does, and they're beholden to the government, they take money from the government. And, man, our founders wouldn't tolerate that smack, Larry, for 2 seconds. They're like, no, we're free.
Doug Giles, want folks to go see you at ClashDaily.com. Get a copy of Sandy Hook Massacre.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, great to have you on.
Thank you.
Live Fire is hosted by GOA's Executive Director, Larry Trent. Be sure to join us next Saturday. And remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $630.82 for a half ounce, or $315.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $630.82, and $315.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.